Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Winning an Olympic gold medal and then, of course, being the undisputed world 168-pound champion. How the heck could Andre Ward let anybody down? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And the bottom line is, today we bring you an outstanding show. That's right, we bring you the unified world 112-pound champion. I'm talking about the female side, Ava Knight in the house. That's right, Ava Knight in the house, of course, going down there and upsetting Mariana Juarez in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. Big upset there. She is the female executioner. We'll have her on in a few minutes. We'll also talk some San Francisco boxing with one of her gym mates who's on HBO next week. I'm talking about the undefeated junior welterweight Kareem Hot Hitter Mayfield. That's right, Kareem Mayfield and Ava Knight to spend some time with us on this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the boxing edition. Of course, the MMA edition always follows an hour later. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll get the Twitter thing going in just a minute. Twitter using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. You can join us on that, or you can hit us up on the toll-free. And when I say toll-free, I mean it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and that's Greg Adams with East Bay Soul.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Check it, 12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but you know this, folks. Let's talk about some results. Last week on HBO, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, the best Filipino fighter in the world, and I'm including Manny Pacquiao in that, now 31, 19 KOs, TKO 9 over a guy that came all the way from Japan but didn't come with much intent. I'm talking about Toshiaki Nishioka. He turned out to be 39, 5, and 3, 24 KOs. It was for the WBO, that was Donaire's, and the IBF, that was the Japanese fighter's title. They combined these titles, 122 pounds. The bottom line is Donaire needs to fight Guillermo Rigano, the undefeated Cuban, of course, the two-time Olympic gold medalist. Now Donaire is going to fight. He just announced on Twitter a couple of minutes ago that he's going to fight Jorge Arce. Remember that guy? He used to weigh in like at 112 pounds and come in the ring at 129. I'm not kidding you. 112 to 129. And he would dwarf these guys he fought because he was so much bigger than him. It was an atrocity. Listen, the entire concept of weighing people in the day before a fight doesn't make any sense. If you want to weigh people in, weigh them in before they get in the ring. That's when the official weigh-in should be, because that's what they should be fighting at, the weight that they hold the title at, not some artificial weight. But the bottom line is, that's boxing, unfortunately. I don't think we're going back to same-day weigh-ins. I've been screaming about it for years, of course. Same-day weigh-ins have sort of been the norm since 1998. When Michael Nunn, starving for weight, his doctor asked the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the then director, Chuck Minker, to allow the weigh-in to take place a day before for his title defense and loss to 1984 Olympic gold medalist Frank Tate. He ended up losing that title, of course, stopped, but didn't look sharp in doing so. And the bottom line is, had a lot of weight to lose. When you lose a lot of weight, things don't happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk, not good anyway. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So Donaire and Arce, eh, so what? Brandon Rios, TKO7, Mike Alvarado last week, pretty good fight. These guys, you know, they went there. But I'm still not convinced on Rios. I mean, he may be connected, but he ain't got the goods in my book. And then, of course, our next guest. She'll be up in about 10 minutes. I'm talking about Ava Knight. Moved her record to 10-1, 3 draws, 5 KOs, a unanimous winner in 10 rounds over hometown heroette Mariana Juarez, 35-6-3, 16 KOs. Going in, Knight had the IBF title. Going out, she's got the WBC title. I guess they're going to vacate that because you know how Jose Suleiman is, Jose Suleiman. He's probably going to vacate that title and have two more Mexican girls fight for the vacant title. But she beats her fourth straight Mexican fighter in Mexico. Okay, they should deny Ava any future visa, as she really is the female Mexicutian. The scores were 97-93 twice and 96-94. We go across the pond. A guy that I'm somewhat impressed with, David Price, stands 6'8", Liverpool, England, of course, the home of the Fabulous Four, the Beatles, went to 14-0, 12 KOs, 82 seconds. That's how long it took him to get out of 2004? Olympic gold medalist or 2000 Olympic gold medalist, Audley Harrison. He's been around so long, I sort of forget. 28-6, 21 KOs. Probably the easiest fight of the weekend to predict. I mean, the bottom line is Harrison, what can I say? Never really lived up to that Olympic gold medal that he won. A lot of fighters don't. You know, the transformation or the transition from being that an amateur fighter, even back when amateur boxing was closer, a closer version to professional boxing than it is today. Today, I think it's like sanctioned fencing with gloves on. That's basically what boxing's about because, you know, it's all about counting punches. They just count connected punches. If you connect more punches, you've won the fight. Okay? The bottom line, though, is if you knock the guy down in each round, it doesn't matter. If he scored one more punch than you in an amateur round, according to the judges, he gets the round. Not good. I think the system is flawed. Tommy Hearns, remember him? It was kid got drilled last week by Derek Finley. Finley came in at 19-3, 13 KOs. Not much of a fighter, more like a ham and egger. Ham and egg type of fighter, journeyman type of guy. TKO3, Ronnie Hearns, call him what you want. But it's Tommy's kid, 26-4, 20 KOs. I mean, I think that's his third straight KO loss. I think so, yeah. 4 overall. Man, I mean, he's got to, even Lindy Lindell, the Detroit-based historian, he says he's got to find a new line of work. Speaking of Detroit, the Goldfather, Emanuel Stewart. Of course, I reported on the website last week, very sadly, that I was told by a number of individuals that he is suffering from advanced colon cancer. Okay, he answered my tweets a few weeks ago, with me answering my texts with some tweets, said he was getting off the deck, that he would be okay. My take on this whole thing is that Emanuel is such a private person that we won't know what's happening with Emanuel until he either A, comes out of the woods, or B, doesn't come out of the woods. That's the way it boils down to. Of course, he is the trainer of Vladimir Klitschko, the HBO boxing announcer, the creator of the Kronk Gym. In 1964, national AAU bantamweight, that's 118-pound champion. Okay, he told me the tournament was in Chicago, and he spent an entire week or 10 days there fighting for like 6, 7, 8 times. This is back when amateur boxing, when the Golden Gloves meant a lot. I mean, I won 4 Golden Glove titles, but they didn't mean nothing compared to what they meant back in the day. I'm talking about, you know, in the 60s and the 50s. I mean, when you won a Golden Glove championship, then you were like treated like God. I won 4 Golden Glove titles, won a USPAL title, won a couple other small minuscule titles. But the bottom line is I had a good amateur run. I enjoyed it. You know, boxing is a great sport. Great instiller of discipline, no question about that, okay, if you get the right teacher. In fact, the reason why I'm going to segue my way into this right now is that I keep getting these emails from mothers and people like that that want their kids to, you know, turn to boxing. They say they're getting in trouble, or they're high risk, or they're this, or they're that, or they're you know, they're driving their mother crazy at home. Boxing's fine, all right, if you get the right coach. I mean, I had a guy by the name of Eddie Machen. Of course, Eddie Machen fought Sonny Liston. He fought some of the great heavyweight fighters of the 50s and 60s. At one point in time, he was ranked number one in the world. So for like, I think it was, it seemed like it was 6 months to me. All I did was train on how to slip punches. Didn't do me much good. But anyway, no. But the bottom line is he had a clothesline in his front room. And I would get in there and he would turn on the heat and turn on the heat full blast, put me in a hooded sweatshirt, get me sweating, have myself, you know, shadow box 4 or 5 rounds, do all the stretch and this and that. And then I would spend like a half hour bobbing and weaving back and forth for 3 minutes at a time with a 1 minute break underneath a clothesline. All right, right? Stretched across his, that the idea of that was to learn how to duck punches. So you bob and you weave and you bob and you weave and you bob and you weave. So I think that helped me out a lot as far as my amateur endeavors, my endeavors into the world of competitive boxing were concerned, okay? So I really think that, you know, Jeff Mayweather and I, Jeff Mayweather, of course, Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, my favorite Mayweather, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr., the brother of Floyd Mayweather Sr., and Roger Mayweather, the former world champion. But the bottom line is Jeff believes, he has the same concept that I do. He's trained some, you know, world-ranked champions, in, both in boxing and now in MMA. And the bottom line is he thinks, and he has a mind, same mindset, that defense has to be taught first. That, you know, you see these guys, and I watch it. I go into gyms around here, and I'm not going to mention all the gyms that I go into and the positives and the negatives and things like that, but there are some good gyms and some good teachers here in the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, across the bay, both in Oakland, the Oakland area, and over here in the San Francisco Peninsula and things like that. I've got some great trainers and great teachers, okay? But they're few and far between. So if you get stuck with a guy that doesn't know, you know, a left hook from a fish hook, you got problems because this is not baseball. You're not going to strike out. You know, you're not going to you're not going to run past the base. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to get hurt. This is serious. This is a hurting sport, okay? So if you're going to learn how to box, if you want to become a boxer, find yourself a defensive-minded coach. Anybody can teach you how to punch. You know how to punch right now to a certain extent. Maybe you haven't got the techniques down perfectly, but you know what I'm talking about. Left, right, left, right. You know. And if you study boxing on TV, you know the variation of punches thrown. The hook, the jab, the right hand, things like that. If you're an orthodox fighter, if you're a left-hander, it goes the opposite way. You know, right jab, right hook, left cross to the body. Bottom line is, if you want to get involved in boxing, find yourself a defensive-minded coach so you'll be able to remember him 20 years later. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the world champion, that lady. I'm talking about Ava Knight in the house.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach,
let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
That lady, this lady, is the undisputed 112-pound world flyweight champion. She is our very own. I'm talking about Ava Knight. And Ava, congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
How's life treating you?
It's pretty well right now. Just got over from being sick from all that traveling. But
did you drink the water?
No, I think I got flu in the airport.
You think it was the food at the airport, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. Now you're the Mexicutioner, and I called you that a long time ago. When you started drilling these Mexican girls, that's four of them in a row, right?
Actually, one of them was from Thailand.
Okay. All right. So three out of four. So the bottom line is, when are the Mexican people going to get smart, the government, and deny you a visa?
Well, they welcome me there, and I guess they're bringing in the American, hoping that I'll lose, but, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Mariana Juarez, far more experienced than you. You're 10-1-3 with five drops, and she is 35-6-3 with 16 KOs. Of course, she was ranked number one. Now you're ranked number one by BoxRec.com, and they do all their rankings by computer. So, more congratulations. All these accolades, girl. In a week, your life has changed.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, so... Well, you knew you were schooling this girl when you're fighting her, right?
I'm not happy with my performance at all. I know the altitude bothered me a little bit, but I'd still feel like I could do better.
Okay, well, what can I say? You won going away 97-93 twice and then 96-94. So to walk away with those type of scores in Mexico fighting Mexico's premier female fighter, you had to be convincing, at least to the judges, Ava.
Yeah, I felt I was winning the fight. I felt I did, I had the better, cleaner blows. I felt like I was hitting her a lot more. I just wanted to do a lot more than what I did. I also wanted to knock her out, but she was really tough.
Well, she not only was she really tough, she's really experienced. She's got like 44 fights.
Yeah.
So here's what's up. Did they offer you any of her commercials down there? Because she's like called Barbie and all this kind of stuff. She's supposedly doing commercials in Mexico. Just think, if you spoke a little Spanish, I don't know if you do or you don't, but you can go down there and become the next Mexican, sort of idol.
Yeah, I don't speak any Spanish. It's a little hard. But, I guess, the other two great fighters are pregnant right now, Jackie Nava and Ana Maria Torres. So, you know, beating Mariana was sort of just putting me on the top.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people... Well, you know, I know another girl that got pregnant to avoid a fight. You know that was?
Who was that?
Layla Ali.
When
Ann Wolf. I'll call her Man Wolf because she scares the snot out of me. I'm telling you, but Ann Wolf was dogging her, tracking her down. I remember asking her in Washington, D.C. one night, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf? She said, who? I said, Ann Wolf. She goes, next question. All right. Then I asked her again, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf? She goes, why? What are you, Ann Wolf's press agent? I said, no, she's the, you know, considered the best woman, the toughest woman in the world. We're just wondering why. And she's in your weight class. We're wondering why you're not going to fight her. You're going to fight Joe Frazier's daughter, who's a lawyer instead. Anyway, the bottom line is we never came to an agreement on that. She ended up getting pregnant. And in case you didn't know it, I'm going to give you this little bit of advice. She gave her husband, I can't think of his name, Shabazz Ali, something like that. She gave her husband control of her money. And he went out and spent a couple million bucks playing blackjack in Las Vegas. She ended up being broke. So, I mean, thank God her daddy's got millions, but never let anybody take care of your money. All right, so according to Ava Knight's our guest, folks. Of course, she is a world 112-pound champion. So what's the score on the titles now? You got to give up one of them? You keeping them both? What's going on?
Well, what we did, we won the WBC Diamond Belt. So there actually is no defense in that. I guess it's a title that's only won once. And I defended my IBF belt. So I'm the reigning IBF champ and just got the WBC Diamond Crown on me now, too.
So did you get, they give you a little green belt and that kind of stuff or what?
Yeah, it's a nice green belt. They got diamonds all over it. It's beautiful.
Okay. All right, so you're ranked number one at BoxRec.com. Mariana, who you just beat last week, Juarez, is ranked number two. Simona Galassi, who is she? She's from Italy. You ever heard of her?
I've heard bits and pieces, not too much.
Okay. Jessica Chavez, Melissa McMorrow, Arlie Messino, Susie Kentikan, Irma Sanchez, Nadia Raul, Renata Zabadi, and that's the top 10. Anybody there jump out?
You know, for me, it's just the people who want to get in the ring with me now. I guess I'm at the top, so I get to see who wants to call me out.
And speaking of calling out, you know, you went down and you embarrassed Mariana in her last fight, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why she fought you, right?
You know, she brought it up at a press conference, and, you know, she said, you came out, and you wanted to show off and get a fight, and now you got it. And, you know, I said, that's exactly what I wanted.
Okay. Was there a lot of pressure? How can I put this? You know, when I fought in other guys' hometowns, I used to be freaked out in the hotel. I mean, because, you know, I'm thinking, oh, man, oh, the judges, oh, man. Is there an added pressure on you going into Mexico and fighting their heroettes?
I think I'm so used to it now that it's not comfortable for me to fight close to home, I guess it would be. You know, fighting away and getting the boos, it just pumps you up, you know, even though I don't feel, you know, that there's still some love there, but, you know, it's just having everybody against you and proving them wrong and making some new fans is just great, you know, it's a great feeling.
Okay. Outside of getting sick at the airport and winning the WBC Diamond Belt on this beautiful belt that you've got, what else did you take out of Mexico besides some good experience? Talk to me about what was good about Mexico this time?
We got to eat some good food. The area we were around, we actually got to walk around and, you know, venture around and have some fun. And it was just nice. Everybody treated us well. You know, a lot of people recognized who I was and came up and said hi. So it's just, you know, every time I go to Mexico, I learn, you know, learn some new words and soak in some more culture.
Okay, now, Ava Knight's our guest, folks. She is the undisputed number one ranked 112-pound as flyweight women's champion in the entire world across the board. Now, she is like the woman. Instead of the man, she is the woman. Of course, her stablemate, Kareem Mayfield, will be going on HBO next week. He's taking on Mauricio Herrera, who is 18-2 with 7 KOs. What's it like training around Kareem?
You know, Kareem's a great fighter, and he's just so dedicated to it. So, you know, having us both in the gym is just great for us. You know, he motivates me, and, you know, I'm hoping that I motivate him, you know, in a different way. And we feed off each other's fire.
Okay, you feed off each other's fire. We're talking with Ava Knight, folks. Of course, she is like, we're celebrating the fact that Ava came home with a WBC diamond belt. She wasn't expected to. She was in my mind, but she wasn't expected to, in the words, expected in the minds of most odds makers and most boxing handicappers, because they figured if, you know, Mariana Juarez is willing to fight her in Mexico and call on, you know, willing to take the challenges and that she was going to win. Well, that didn't happen. Mariana Juarez was a loser across the board, a unanimous loser in 10 rounds. So here's what's up now. You're a week after the fight. You weighed in under 112 pounds. What do you weigh right now? Tell me honestly.
Honestly, 117.
Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
No.
You're pretty disciplined, young lady. I guess you're not eating those super burgers or whatever, those murder burgers that they got up there in Chico, huh?
No. I can't eat fast food. I sort of ruined it by watching all those movies about it. So.
All right.
I keep it strict.
All right. Well, we wish you the very best of luck in the future, young lady. You're our princess. We congratulate you. We give you all the accolades that we can. We know that you're a deserving world champion. Most importantly, you're our very own from the SF area, the Straightforward Boxing Club. I'm talking about the world champion, 112 pounds, Miss Ava Knight. Ava, take good care, princess.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Listen to the Isleys jam right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tell me, Rocky, you've got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen you fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. You know.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Let my boys harmonize. The mighty Tower of Power. TowerofPower.com. Boys from Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Next Saturday, my next guest will be on HBO. He is 16-0, got a draw, got 10 KOs. Of course, he is world ranked. I'm talking about the hard hitter himself, Mr. Green Mayfield. So, K-Man, Super K, how you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. Ready to go.
Okay, of course, yesterday you made an appearance at what was that place called, SFC?
FTC Skateboards.
Okay, and of course, you got your own Kareem Mayfield skateboard. Now, I thought that was pretty cool when they put your picture on the skateboard. And, of course, you had the skateboarders were there, and there's a big thing in town, downtown, with all these skateboarders and these bicyclists going crazy in San Francisco on ESPN and that kind of stuff. But let's forget about the bicycles and your personal appearance, because that was a good thing. We can get back to that in just a minute, because you got to see some of your people out there in District 5. But tell me, Mauricio Herrera, 18-2, 7 KOs. The last time you beat Raymond Serrano was 18-0. He was undefeated. You're going back to New York to fight on the East Coast. Tell me, what does Mauricio Herrera bring to the dance, Kareem?
Mauricio Herrera brings a strong will. He brings a high punch count, and he brings a good chin.
Okay, so how do you anticipate this? I mean, I've been a fighter. You're a fighter right now. You dream about this all the time. How do you see this dream ending?
I see it ending. As a dream for me and a nightmare for him. I see me raising my hand in victory. I don't like to prophesy the fight, but I definitely do see my hand raised in victory, and I actually see myself, if not knocking him down a few times, him stand down.
Okay. The fact that, you know, you've dropped from 147 pounds, or Pedro sort of has said, you know, maybe you probably do a little bit better at 140. Now your world... Okay. I sort of remember when I hinted maybe you should drop down to 140, but you did, and now you're world ranked. And, you know, I mean, some of these sanctioning bodies got you like in their top five and this and that. So, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, let me talk to you. A couple of years ago, you were a free agent. You were looking for some advice as far as promotional things like that are concerned. Your boxing career is together now, huh? Kareem, wonderful. Welcome to the world of cell phones. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts this evening on Showtime. Showtime's got four bouts going tonight, of course. In the main event, Eric Morales, or what's left of him, 52-8, 38 KOs, taking on Danny Garcia, a guy that's already beat him, 24-0, 15 stops. I don't know why they're fighting again, except for the fact that Jose Suleiman and the WBC, I guess, you know, they're tight with their Mexican fighters and Morales. Plus, Morales tested positive for some type of steroid. And in his first test, they took 8 tests. The first test came back positive. Now they say they're going to test the other 8 samples or something like that. But the bottom line is, you know, if you test positive the first time, how many times have guys tested positive the first time and not tested positive the second, the third? You see what I'm trying to say? It doesn't look too good. Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, I'm talking about him using the diuretics a few years ago. Saul Alvarez, people accuse him of using performance-enhancing drugs. Look at the way his head has grown. Austin Trout, the WBA champion, who will be taking on Miguel Cotto up in New York City later this year. Of course, he more than implied that he thought Saul Alvarez was taking stuff because of the fact that, you know, Saul's head has grown such. And the world of steroids, they're here. They're all around us. Kareem's back. You back there, Kareem?
I'm back, man, and I'm on a home line, so it could have been the cell phone service, but I'm on a home line, and I'm ready to go.
Well, you know what, then? You need to pay that bill. What are you waiting on? Your paycheck next week to pay the phone bill?
Paycheck, man. Come on, man. You know the life of a fighter, man.
People won't realize how tough it is to be a fighter. I mean, whether you're an amateur or you're a professional, if you're an amateur, you're doing it for free and you're just going around and fighting for trophies and titles and this and that. If you're fighting professionally, you are fighting for a living, for your family, for your kids, for your significant other. The bottom line is you're fighting for an entire unit, you know what I mean, entire family. And, you know, the kids were there yesterday. Everybody seemed to be having a good time on Hate Street.
Yeah, we all had a good time. It was actually a pretty good turnout. A lot of people came and spoke their support, so it was definitely a lot of they love. People expected, saying they was going to be tuning in on a tune in for the tune-up October 27th.
Yeah, don't call it a tune-up, man. Let's just keep it real. I mean, this guy's a tough guy. He's coming to fight. He's coming to win. I expect you to win, but calling him
No, I'm sorry. I'm not calling him a tune-up, but he's going to get tuned up
All right. Kareem Mayfield's in the house, folks. Of course, the undefeated junior welterweight, the hard hitter from District 5. Of course, I'm supporting Christina Alagi out there for supervisor of District 5. She's done some things with me in the past as far as amateur boxing in the Western Edition, which is District 5. But San Francisco's had some pretty good fighters in the area. Pat Lawler sold a lot of tickets back in the 90s until he fought John David Jackson for the world title, and then he didn't win but a round there. So they sort of figured that Pat wasn't the greatest fighter in the world, although he did beat Roberto Duran. The late Eric Martin, number one ranked by Ring Magazine, Andy Nance, before he suffered an injury. Of course, the Olympic gold medalist and now the world 168-pound champion, Andre Ward. United States champion as far as amateurs was concerned back in the 80s, twice, I think. Mario Lesperance, Robert Guerrero, the current WBC welterweight champion. And if you go back in time, I mean, we could talk about Fred Apostoli, the world middleweight champion, Eddie Machen, the heavyweight contender. I mean, San Francisco and the Northern California has been blessed with boxing talent. Now we have, we think, what is the future of Northern California boxing as far as the 140-pound division concerned worldwide, the hard hitter Kareem Mayfield on the line. And Kareem, when you look at the rest of these 140-pounders, who stands out for you?
Who stands out for me? I'd say, you know what, I'm not sure right now. Everybody's moving up in weight and fluctuating weight, but Danny Garcia, he's fighting tonight. He stands out to me.
Okay, Danny Garcia, 24-0, 15 KOs. Eric Morales tested positive for a steroid. Now, this is what he said. This is the excuse that he used. Tell me, does this work for you? Okay? Kareem, you got to be honest with me. I want you to be spontaneous. No delays. Okay. Come straight with me. He says that that he tested positive for the steroids, that it was in the meat that he ate in Mexico.
Whoa. Damn. Well, spontaneous. I do feel that the meat has steroids, but not the steroids that he's looking for. Yes. So that had to be. And not to mention, he came in a little lighter in weight, so sounds like he's been juicing. And I ain't talking Jamba.
Okay. We're talking with Kareem Mayfield. Now, listen, you know, guys are taking stuff and they're cheating. They're cheating in MMA. They're cheating in baseball. They're cheating in just about every sport that you can. I mean, some guys have even used steroids. What's his name? Tiger Woods, a sex addict. He was accused of using steroids in golf. So steroids and performance-enhancing drugs are across the board in all sports. Do you think there should be some type of mandatory testing for top 10 boxers or guys that are world rated or something like that, random testing?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, I mean, this sport is, you know, the sport of any type of edge gives you, I mean, action, for, you know. And then when, you know, you're already, I mean, trying to beat a person to a pulp, so just to be able to become what Lamont Peterson used a term on Twitter, if I'm not mistaken, he was feeling like Superman before he was caught. So, I mean, nobody wants to be fighting Superman. We try to fight regular humans that has earned their way to the top just the way that everyone else has.
Okay. So Danny Garcia is going to whoop up on Eric Morales tonight pretty easily, right?
I'd say so. I'm wondering, as a mental thing, wondering, you know, if knowing that this guy came in, tested positive for testosterone, I mean, if mentally, for Dagan and Garcia, how does he feel knowing that this guy may be actually throwing maybe an extra 20% of punches more than he had usually had thrown? Not to mention it wasn't just a cakewalk for him the first time.
Yeah, that's true, but the bottom line is Eric is older than dirt. And, you know, Danny Garcia, I know he got some extra money not to walk away from this fight. You know they had to throw him some extra. If he didn't get a big fat chunk of change to fight Eric Morales, his managerial team needs to be replaced. Because the bottom line is I think he got a bunch of money. That's why he's been so quiet on this.
Definitely. He would have been speaking up on it. So, yeah, we want to make the fight happen. I mean, kind of put a black eye in the game to allow him just to let the fight go through. But, I mean, I want to see the fight, I guess, now that it's here. And, I mean, it's, you know, not too much else going on Saturday night. Devin Alexander and everything is still a go, huh?
23. I guess he's 23-1, 13 KOs, taking on Randall Bailey, 43-7, 37 wax. Bailey's got a right hand, but, you know, Bailey's like, he's another guy that's older than dirt. So I would think that even though he's moving up in weight, Devon Alexander should be the favorite here. What do you think?
Yeah, I see Devin. I got it picking up the win. I mean, with Mike Jones.
Right.
Good until the end of the fight. Actually, it wasn't an exciting fight, but I see it being a little more exciting with Devin Alexander coming up with the victory, unanimous decision.
Okay, now I just had your stablemate, Ava Knight, the world champion at 112 pounds. Of course, she picked up that WBC diamond belt last week, and she held the IBF title when she beat Mariana Juarez, 35-6-3, 16 KOs. Now Ava Knight, 10-1, 3 draws, 5 KOs. She's a world 112-pound champion. She says working next to you is an inspiration. She's a world champion. What's it like working next to her?
Oh, man, she said working next to me is an inspiration. Well, that's great. You know, she's actually an inspiration to me. You know, she's going over and fighting on people's homes, turfs, and, you know, going against all odds. And, you know, for her to be, a girl overall and just women boxing and just, you know, trying to continue and doing what she's doing, you know, it's definitely inspiration to me. So I guess we inspire each other, and that's we draw from each other's energy.
Good enough. The great Kareem Mayfield, folks, on HBO next week. No question about it. He will be the man, I think, in the junior welterweight division before you know it. The hard hit himself from District 5 in San Francisco, California. Kareem, have a great trip. I'll see you when you get back.
Right on, brother. Thanks for having me. I'd like to be on the show again soon.
All right. Kareem Mayfield, folks. Kareem Mayfield, the hard hitter, the undefeated young man from the Western Edition here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is East Bay Soul. Mr. Greg Adams on trumpet.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
Tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. We air Saturdays and Sundays, two different shows live at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Handicapping tonight's fights on Showtime, Danny Garcia over Eric Morales, 4-1, should be a walk in the park. But then again, Eric was taking steroids, huh? I don't know. Anyway, Garcia should win that fight. Paul Malignaggi, 31-4, 7 KOs. Pauly taking on Pablo Cano, 25-1, 19 KOs. Pablo Cano's got nothing to brag about. This is for the WBA 147-pound title. Paulie's a 5-1 favorite in that one. Peter Quillin's going to take on Hassan Jikum. Quillin is from Brooklyn. That's where this car is emanating from, Brooklyn, New York. Of course, 27-0, 20 KOs. He's taking on Hassan Jikum, 27-0, 17 KOs. I think the American is a 3-1 favorite, but Hassan looks like a live underdog. And then a fight I discussed with Devin Alex, take that back, with Kareem Mayfield, my prior guest, Randall Bailey and Devon Alexander hooking it up tonight. I think Devon Alexander's youth makes him a 9-5 favorite. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. If you are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you to the Ring Talk family. If not, thanks for being part of the Ring Talk family, 28 plus years now. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time.